You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, is one of those Lenten Fridays that reminds us that Holy Week is on the way with its very long masses. We have a long gospel story from St. John in today's Mass, and a shorter story from the Bible, from the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, actually. And both of these are about how our Lord gives our souls to drink, how we should be spiritually thirsty for Christ, especially during Lent. And our Lord is the one who gives us to drink. How do we drink of our Lord's waters spiritually? By prayer, especially by receiving the sacraments. You know, they say that a lot of people don't drink enough water. I don't know how that works out for children. The other day we were talking about using water well to wash our hands, weren't we? And I hope you're all remembering that good resolution to wash your hands, especially when they're dirty, for example. That's a good time to do it. Or before meals, or when mom or someone else tells you that you should be doing that. What about drinking? We should drink water, really, all day long. And for our souls, we have to drink water, too. If you didn't drink water, you would die of thirst. And indeed, not to be able to drink when you're very thirsty, that hurts, and it's sort of a torture almost. And it's been used that way, I think, sometimes in certain places and occasions. We have to drink water for our body, and we have to drink water for our soul. And the only way to get that soul water is from Jesus, from Mary, through prayer, the sacraments, Mass. Even a little prayer is like going to the water fountain and having a little sip. So if you're having a bad day and you're feeling a little tempted, or you just don't feel like doing your work or whatever, but if you go to Jesus and you say a little prayer, and he's right here, he's right on, all you have to do is just sort of pop your little nose in on the other side of those doors, genuflect and look at Jesus in the tabernacle and say, there's a nice prayer of St. Gertrude, and she says, Lord, give me a drink. That's how it starts. And our Lord wants to give us a drink from his sacred heart. You can do that. You don't even have to come to church, of course. You could say a little prayer in the classroom or on the way home. Or when you get home today or in the middle of some activity in the weekend, you could stop and say, Lord, give me a drink. Well, that's what they wanted, the people in the Old Testament. They were wandering around the desert of sin for a long, long time, 40 years, before they could go to the promised land. And as usual, there were some troublemakers. There's always troublemakers. And they thought it would be a nice thing for a diversion to have a rebellion against Moses and Aaron. So they started whispering and complaining and getting people all agitated and upset. That's what people do. Well, they went and they complained to Moses. And Moses, then he went and he complained to our Lord. And he said, the people don't have anything to drink. And the water isn't good at all here in the desert. And they need some good, fresh, cool water to satisfy their thirst. So God said to Moses, this is what I want you to do. Take your staff, which was in the tent, the tabernacle, the holy place, and it's the staff that he used to work many miracles, the 10 plagues of Egypt, for example. That's what the staff, it's like a long rod, or sort of a little bit like what the bishop holds, except not the fancy part at the top. Take your staff and go in front of the rock. There was a big rock where they were camped. Go in front of that rock and speak to the rock. In other words, tell the rock, rock, open up, and water come out. Well, they did and they didn't. They went to the rock, and St. Paul says, now the rock, that stands for Jesus. The rock is Christ. He'll tell us that, I think, on Sunday. The rock was Christ. Well, they didn't listen, Moses and Aaron, to what our Lord told them to do. And instead of just speaking to the rock about opening up and water coming out, another miracle, they struck the rock twice in their anger and their sort of desperation. And they were just basically upset. Well, that displeased God, but God still worked the miracle. And water, all this wonderful, fresh, free water came out. And everybody had plenty to drink, and they could wash their clothes and get a shampoo and whatever else they required. And the animals could drink something too. and everybody was happy. But God wasn't happy with Moses and Aaron because they had doubted him. They weren't really obedient to him. They weren't supposed to hit the rock. They're just supposed to speak to the rock. Because it's probably, because it's always better to speak to people nicely rather than to hit them. Well, never mind. When Moses hit the rock two times with his wooden staff, the saints say that stands for the two pieces of wood that go to make up the cross. And that's how our Lord's waters come out of his five wounds to us. Because he's on the cross and he died for us to prove his love for us, to make up for all of the times that we commit sins and we're not what we should be doing. Remember that we get that water then from prayer and the sacraments. Now in the gospel, we start with our Lord, and it's Friday and it's 12 o'clock. That's when our Lord will die on the cross. And he's sitting by a well and he's tired. He's tired. Because he's tired from his journey of saving souls. And the people are coming to this well. It was at Jacob's well. And they wanted to draw water. Back then, if you wanted water, you know, you couldn't just turn the faucet on. You had to draw water out of a well until not that long ago, actually. And some people still live that way. Or out of a river or something like that. And if the water's not clean, you could get sick and even die from that. That's how people get the disease called cholera. Well, our Lord was sitting by the well, and a woman who was a Samaritan, which means that she was really a pagan, basically, but she had some Jewish customs, too, that they also practiced. And she gets talking to our Lord. And our Lord promises her water, and if she drinks his water, he says, you'll never be thirsty again. And she's thinking, oh, our Lord's got water right somehow. This is great. His water, if I get that, and he says I can have it for free, I'll never have to go to all the trouble of letting the bucket all the way down on the rope, go to the bottom and then pulling it all the way up again to get just one bucket of water. And I just have to drink his water once and I'll never be thirsty again. She didn't understand. But that's okay. By the end of the story, she understands. And then our Lord tells her about what her sins are and how she has to get rid of her sins. And she doesn't want to hear about that. So she starts arguing about religion as to where you should go to church, because she said, our people go to church here on this mountain, Gerizim, and your people say that we should go to church in Jerusalem. She wanted to distract our Lord by having a fight about religion. Sometimes that's what religious fights are actually about. Well, our Lord says, never mind about all that. Salvation comes from the Jews, and that's the truth. But I'm telling you that pretty soon all of this is going to be just done away with, and there's just going to be the one true Holy Catholic Church for everybody throughout the whole world. And at this point, the apostles come, and they're surprised because Jews always thought they were better than the Samaritans because they were pagans or half-breeds, and they never spoke to them. And they were very surprised that our Lord was speaking to a Samaritan and to a woman, because usually back then it was very strict and men and women didn't talk to each other, not if they were by themselves in any case. So at this point she goes back into town and she starts making converts for our Lord. And they tell our Lord, the apostles do, Lord, aren't you hungry? Look, we brought you some lunch, and they produced some sandwiches, probably from Panera or something. There's rather nice sandwiches. And again, it's lunchtime after all. And our Lord says, no, no. He says, my food is to do the will of my Father in heaven. You see, he's hungry and he's thirsty to obey God and do his will and bring souls to his Father. That's what he's really after. And then our Lord prophesies that these apostles, one day they're going to understand everything, and then they will go throughout the whole world spreading the gospel and making many converts. And the story ends with the Samaritan woman's converted, and she makes many converts. She becomes a little bit of an apostle herself. That's the story. I thought I had better tell you about it so you could be thinking some holy thoughts while Father is singing it at the altar today. Remember, we have to drink water from Jesus' side, from his five wounds, which we do when we pray, when we think of him, and especially with the sacraments, and most of all, the blessed sacrament of Holy Communion. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.